Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Toll free to the dream team here at Animal Radio. The groomer, the vet, the animal communicator, Ladybug, the studio stunt dog's even taken a few calls.
Actually, she left the studio.
Where did she go?
I don't know. She never leaves the studio. I don't know where she went.
Strange. Very strange. Something's going on here.
Something's up.
Well,
if it's like what you did to my pets when you were talking about medical marijuana a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. My dogs went out and got their card, and they're smoking pot all over the house. And you know what? I think it's a gateway drug. Pretty soon they'll be doing cocaine and other things.
I'm worried about that.
Of Animal Radio.
I'm worried about that.
So I think maybe that's where Ladybug sneaked off to.
Well, coming from a guy who got poison ivy, and that, of course, being Joey Villani, came in this morning and asked if I would kiss his boo-boo.
He was tricking you.
Usually it's the ring I kiss. This week it's the boo-boo I had to kiss. How did you even get this poison ivy?
From grooming a dog. They came in and they warned me about it, and I should have known better, because this is about the fourth time I think it's happened to me from a grooming. So we're going to talk about that today.
Well, that's all on the way right here on Animal Radio. Who else do we have on the show today? I can't see that far. Over $3 billion in electronics are damaged every year by dogs and animals.
Yes, if you have one of these animals that destroys your electronics, you better get insurance.
It's going to be like the dog that ate your homework, though. You know, don't you think this is going to be an excuse? Oh, my stereo broke. Oh, look at the cord.
For $3 billion?
That's huge.
A year. I know.
Most of it is in smartphones. And looking for the details, I have them around here somewhere. But she'll be on with us in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. And we go to Cass. Hey.
Yes.
How are you doing, Cass?
I'm doing fairly well.
Where are you calling from today?
Pennsylvania.
Lovely Pennsylvania. What's going on? I have the whole dream team here to help you.
Well, me and my boyfriend are splitting up. We've lived together 3 years, but we have two dogs. One's a year old Tuesday, and one's 2 years old last month. I don't know if we should split the dogs up. Do I leave them in their home that they've grown up in? Do I take them both with me? I'm at a loss. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I can tell you, as far as a lot of folks have concern over what's going to be the best thing for the pet, and that is, at least how I might advise you, is to really, it can be challenging. We have to replace ourselves out of the situation and look at the pet's psychological and physical needs. And for me, I can't tell you what you need to do, but I can tell you what things I do advise folks to look at are going to be the ability to provide time for the pets, schedule, who has the resources, the housing that's going to be most compatible for the pets. And then we also have to look at the relationship of the dogs together, you know, if they're very bonded together, or if, hey, when one of them's away, they can manage and get along fine, and, you know, they're good if they go out on trips without the other dog, or what have it be. But those are the things that we would look at to make that decision. And I don't think anyone feels good about this decision. you're in a tough spot. And the important thing that for the pet's well-being and their mental health is that we really just kind of want to keep the drama out of their lives as much as possible, because we can get more behavioral issues, anxiety problems when either they sense our problems or when we start to make some greater welcomes. And I'll give you an example. I had a dear client of mine years ago who had an older dog who they separated, and the older dog spent 1 week with one owner, 1 week with the next owner, and it went really well in most regards. However, when she got older and she started to develop some cognitive problems, some senility problems, it became very taxing on the dog to reacclimate to the households when she switched from one home to the other. So you have to kind of look at that and how the pet rebounds when they leave one household and return to another. But as the pet parents, the important things also is to not, you know, to be adults, and when you do have a household that you share custody, to not have a lot of drama about the greeting. So you might say, oh, I'm so happy to see you, glad to see you come back to mama for a while. But that actually can make them, just like a dog who has separation anxiety, those really over-exuberant greetings and departures can actually make them more amped up in the future for both a departure and for returning to the home. So those kind of things you just kind of have to keep in mind if you're going to do a shared custody kind of arrangement. But I don't know. You got young dogs, so they would be resilient, and as long as they're in good health, I think you guys got to just discuss among yourself who wants the care of the dogs, what their needs are going to be, and who can best suit that. So I don't know if anyone else has anything to add to that.
You know, my dogs, I know why I couldn't separate them. Whether my wife or myself had them, I mean, I know we would both give them, you know, really good care, but they wouldn't be happy. The four of them together are bonded. When one leaves, they seem to look for the one that's not in the house. If it was me, I would keep them together, and I'll take what Dr. Deb says, definitely, whoever would be the better care provider, whether that be your boyfriend or you, I would keep both of them together with one person. I think it's important, especially if they grew up together. It's almost like separating a family in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm actually staying together with my wife for the animals, and
I thought about that. I did consider that. Let's just be roommates.
Let's ask the animals what's going on. Joy, what are the animals saying?
Hi, and Cass, I'd like to know both dogs' names, please.
Da Vinci and Luca.
Da Vinci and Luca. Animal communicator Joy Turner looking into doing whatever she does, the magic she does.
Well, what I'm doing is, first of all, saying hello to them. And then I'm saying to them, do they realize that their mom and dad are having trouble getting along? And of course, they both do. And so I want to also, because to me, it's very important to explain to them what's happening, because so many times when I'm communicating with animals, when their people are splitting, they think it's their fault. It's just like human children.
Oh.
You have to explain to them that it's you two, it's not them. And then explain things like, you're going to be living in separate houses. And what I'm asking them is, if they had to choose which place they lived in, what would they want to do? And of course, they both tell me that they're familiar with where they are, but they're really concerned about hurting someone's feelings, which also is another thing I find very, very often. So they would be happy with whatever arrangements you two would be happy about, because their choice would be based on how you two are going to feel best. Does that make sense, Cass?
Yes, it does.
They do have a question. They want to know if they get to see the other one.
Will there be custody?
Yeah, and they live with.
We're close by each other, so I would think that would be fair to say yes to. Older one, Da Vinci, I think is probably way more attached to me.
Da Vinci says he would agree that he is more attached to you in many ways, but he's just really wanting to not rock the boat.
There you go. Well, there you have four or five different opinions there. And Ladybug, did Ladybug want to chime in? She's not going to take sides on... Okay. Hopefully we've helped you, Cass, a little bit, or we've made it harder. I don't know.
I'm not quite sure yet either. I'll let it soak in.
Okay. Good luck on that. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Call for Dr. Debbie on line 4. No, let's go to line 5, okay? We've given line 5 no attention today. Sean, how are you doing?
Yeah, I've got a dog problem.
Okay.
I've got a Chinese pug. Getting eyesight's getting real bad. I just kind of wondering, I ain't a doctor, but looking at it, it looks like cataracts. Is there anything they can do for that? Or
potentially. And I guess the first thing is that when we have a color change to a dog's eyes and they're starting to turn cloudy and kind of white, a lot of times we just kind of logically think they're cataracts, but it's not always the case. So the first thing that I would do is I would certainly want to take a look at your doggy's eyes, because we can have cataracts form with age. Sometimes even things like diabetes will cause cataracts. But in some cases, we truly can just get an aging in the lens of a dog's eye, what we call lenticular sclerosis. And it's just an aging change. So it isn't always something that is really severe for their vision. And can even in some breeds see some corneal disease that makes the eye kind of white. And it's a different area of the eye. So it definitely, I'd say, start with a vet exam. Let's take a peek at the eye, because that, for me, makes a big difference in what we do. And if we do find that your dog has cataracts, there are some things to do. One is, yes, there is surgery. We can have those removed. It's generally done with a veterinary ophthalmologist. But even short of removing cataracts, there's a lot we can do medically to help manage that. And anytime I have a diagnosis of a cataract, I always want to do a diabetic screening on that pet. So if you have a dog with cloudy eyes and you haven't had them checked at the vet, that is definitely going to get that those car keys in your hand and get a reason to get that pet checked out. But for some pets with cataracts, with time, they may adjust. If they lose their vision with that, they can get along okay. But we don't tell people to ignore cataracts because there can be some problems that occur besides the vision loss. And that is what we call lens-induced uveitis. So cataracts leak a type of protein into the eye, and that can cause inflammation, which can cause pain, and can really make a pet very miserable. So if we have cataracts, in many cases, I will put a pet on a topical anti-inflammatory to keep that in check, keep those pets comfortable, and, then monitor their vision. If there's any other problems where the lens slides out of position and luxates out, then we may talk more surgery and things like that. But definitely, there are certainly things to do. Now, I am not a fan of those supplements that'll say they'll restore vision, remove cataracts. That's just a bunch of hooey in my mind, so don't fall into that. Let's get these eyes checked out. Sometimes we'll do what we call a cotton ball test at home. So if you cover one of your dog's eyes and you throw a cotton ball horizontally in front of their eyes, if they notice it and they watch it going by them, then we still have some vision in that eye. If they're not seeing that, then that's going to be something that we really want to check that pet out, see if we've got advanced cataracts or maybe some other causes of vision loss there.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's made possible by Fear Free, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfree.com to find care near you.
If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.